1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. President Biden has been invited by the Israeli prime minister to that country amid the war. Tonight on 60 Minutes, he said Hamas must be eliminated entirely.
Hamas and the extreme elements of Hamas don't represent all the Palestinian people. And I think that it would be a mistake to for Israel to occupy Gaza again.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convened an emergency cabinet meeting today to weigh options for a full-scale invasion of Gaza. CBS's Charlie Daggett from Tel Aviv.
They're using ice cream trucks as makeshift morgues. Hundreds of thousands of residents fleeing south as the Israeli military orders them to evacuate from the north. The World Health Organization called the forced evacuation of 22 hospitals tantamount to a death sentence for babies on incubators and those in intensive care.
A statement is just out from the president and first lady about the death of a six-year-old boy and stabbing of his mother in Illinois. It says, in part, the child's Palestinian Muslim family came to America seeking what we all seek, a refuge to live, learn, and pray in peace. More from WPBM's Terry Keschner.
Ahmed Rahab, executive director of the Council on American Islamic Relations Chicago, says what he calls reckless rhetoric led to the brutal attack.
This whole frenzy of rushing to dehumanize Palestinians, either by expression or by omission.
The family's 71-year-old landlord has been charged with several crimes, including murder and hate crimes. Police say the boy and his mother were targeted due to them being Muslim and the ongoing fighting involving Hamas and Israel. Terry Keschner for CBS News, Chicago.
The new week is set to begin with more layoffs as the United Auto Workers strike against Detroit's Big Three enters a second month. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
At least 550 workers at six plants in Michigan, Ohio, and Illinois have been told not to report to work. Ford blames the UAW strike against the Big Three automakers for the layoffs. Since the months-long strike, more than 5,000 workers have lost their jobs.
A powerful earthquake rocked western Afghanistan this weekend, just about a week after strong quakes and aftershocks killed thousands. Philippe Croft is with the World Food Program.
Dozens of villages are affected, some entirely flattened. Those who have survived have lost everything. They are left with no shelter or food.
For years, she was Chrissy on Three's Company. Suzanne Summers, who would have been 77 tomorrow, has died. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 39 overnight under cloudy skies. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 55. Overcast again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 35. Highs level off around 56 Tuesday under overcast skies. 62 Wednesday, chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic
WFHR, Wisconsin
Network.
Rapids, 1320 a.m. and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.